Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 15th and the whole week ahead. Now with Venus about to move direct in your house of home and family, this is just what you need. There may have been a sense of separation or confusion, or the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing when it comes to where you live, with the people you live with, or a family matter. Well, from now on, things will begin to become much easier to understand. Not immediately, but sooner rather than later. Here's your Sunday stars. The moon in your sign linked to Saturn and Uranus and the sun is lovely. You can get the best of all possible worlds now. If there's any work that needs to be done, then just get it done and clear it out the way, but don't neglect it. But otherwise, these stars now for the next 48 hours are all about fun, fun, fun. So get your fill of it now. And here's your Monday stars. The link between the Sun in Aries to Saturn in your sign is fabulous. What this gives is stability and security. It's great if you're learning something new, if you're going to classes, you're studying, or if you're wanting to work abroad, something international. It could even be that you work for foreign connections in the country where you live. But whatever you look at these stars and however you look at them, there is a sense of the international and the educated around you now. Here's your Tuesday stars. Dealing with a financial matter could even be a mess, should be a top priority today. If there's something you haven't done and you should have done, then get it done now. I'm slightly worried with the moon and Pluto together that Big Brother is watching. And as a result of that, things may go wrong. It is important that you deal with any financial institutions or organizations properly and give them the respect that they think they deserve. And here's your Wednesday stars. Put the sun into Taurus, and for you, this is a four-week period where health matters. Now, whether you're going to take extra walks or join a gym or get involved in sports of some kind is up to you. But with this kind of energy, with the sun which represents vitality, you need to renew your commitment to yourself and your health. And that's what the next 4 weeks are all about for you now. And here's your Thursday stars. I love the moon and Jupiter together, Jupiter being your ruler, and there is some fun with these stars now. So doing something that brings laughter into your life is good. Mercury retrograde in the sign of Aries, however, does mean that you need to take some care and thought, because with Mercury moving backwards and will change signs at the same time, you have to be so careful that you write things down properly and you reread texts or messages or emails or letters for mistakes. Here's your Friday stars. Well, Venus is going to square Saturn, so if there's any problems at all, it'll come through love or money. I wouldn't try to do too much today for one reason. It won't be easy to sort things out, and your problems will fall on deaf ears, quite frankly. Mars moving forwards in Gemini, well, that's a different kettle of fish, because it brings a new two-year period where relationships mean everything. Mars is sex and desire. And that really is what these stars are all about from now.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.